Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 7th, Tuesday, 2020, day 189. Today's topic, the Lord is near to all who call on Him. Prayer of Jabez. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 145, verses 14 to 21, 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 5 to chapter 5, verse 17, Acts, chapter 25, verses 1 to 27. Proverbs 18, verse 19. Today's main passages. The first one, Psalm 145, verses 14 to 21. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and faithful in all He does. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear Him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise His holy name forever and ever. The second passage from 1 Chronicles, chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his requests. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is The Lord is near to all who call on Him. Prayer of Jabez. Psalm 145, verses 14 to 21 gives us a very important promise from God. But this promise has a condition. We can see this condition is who call on Him. What does it mean by who call on Him? The answer is the first part of this verse. The Lord is near to all who call on Him. Oh, calling on God actually is is when we try our best to be close to God, to be in an intimate relationship with Him. That's what calling on Him really means. It is the distance of God and you, but not how long and frequent and the frequency of your prayers. Ah, you know, sometimes you want to be a good friend with someone, but he might not like to be so close to you. What can you do? Well, God is not like that. Never like that. If you draw close to Him each day, then the promise of Psalm 145 verses 14 to 21 will surely happen. It happens to me and my family. Today's First Chronicles, chapter 4, verse 10 is the famous prayer of Jabez, and it's a good example of what I just said. Jabez's mother named him Jabez is because he gave his mother lots of pain when he was born. So the meaning of Jabez is, I gave birth to him in pain. Starting at Jabez's birth, he was living in a kind of curse by his mother and his family members, living in a painful and rejected life. But he called on God and God answered his prayer. God turned his life right side up because God is with him, his territory being extended and not in pain anymore. He was more noble than all his brothers. Wow, God is good. Yes, call on God, draw close to God, and He will draw close to you. This is His promise to you today. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to draw close to you each day, that we can receive your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to draw close to you each day that we can receive your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how does today's message and the prayer of Jabez give you inspiration of your relationship with God? Number two, what is your next step to begin living out this kind of successful lifestyle? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.